nation. Let's go, let's go. Raider nation. Let's go, let's go. Raider nation. Are you ready for some football? You ain't ready for no football. You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders. It's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders. Are you ready for some football?
Hi, thanks for joining me on Raiders Log. This is Chris here, and we're going to bring you the first part of Tyvon Branch's interview with me in just a second. I wanted to first just say that I want to thank Tyvon Branch a lot for joining me for these interviews. He was very accommodating, and he's been a great guy to keep a track of this season. He's on pace for Pro Bowl, I think, you know, at least by production, if not by reputation. And we'll get to see that more this season. And he's reached out to the fans a lot. You can follow him at facebook.com/Tyvon Branch or on Twitter, twitter.com/Tyvon Branch. So I guess I'll just get right to it with Tyvon Branch interview. And it starts right into the questioning. So here we go.
Compare this year's defense to last year's at this time. Is it different? How's it different? Tell us a little bit about this year's defense. At this time last year, what was it like?
We're improved at a few positions. You know, everybody's here. Everybody's working hard. You know, in many camps, we competed a lot harder than we did last year. And I think we're, like, building up this chemistry between each other. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's helping us all gel together and, you know, becoming a great defense, you know?
Kind of like my second question was, how much does that chemistry mean? I know you've undergone some changes. There's a couple new coaches. There's, there's new guys. You got the rookies. Does that chemistry mean a lot to you guys?
Yeah, definitely. The game changes when you play together, you know what I'm saying? And once you build up that chemistry, you know this guy is going to be there regardless, and, you know, we all got each other's back. And having confidence in the person next to you is the biggest thing on defense. Have the confidence he's going to make the plays and be where he's supposed to be. And that, I think that's what's helping us become better, you know.
What do you think, what was your impression of this minicamp compared to your two previous minicamps?
The intensity and the way everybody practiced, you know, I think the way we practice and the rate we were practicing, the length of time we were practicing, you know what I'm saying, and the intensity of it all, you know, Hugh Jackson had us all fired up. He was talking so much junk, and it just made everybody compete a little harder.
Is there something you guys are focused on as a team or something specific that you guys have focused on this offseason besides just trying to get better and you know, trying to win some more games?
I mean, that's the biggest focus, is getting better and winning more games, you know. We were so close in so many games last year. You know, we were that close to having a 10-6 season, you know what I'm saying? And I think us committing now is going to help us win this season.
I think committing is probably, you know, even outside of football, is probably important. So it's good to know everybody's committed. You saw a little bit of the rookies, right? And if you had to pick one of them that really impressed you during minicamp, which one would it be?
Oh, man. There's so many of them that look good. Rolando McClain, the way he picks up our defense so quickly, you know, is impressive. The kid Houston, strong as a bull. You know, I mean, they all look pretty good, you know.
But you'd say the Raiders did a pretty good job finding some rookies that can contribute right away?
Definitely, definitely.
All right, well, going with the rookies, what kind of rookie pranks and hazing do you veterans have planned?
Oh, no, we don't really get into hazing and stuff. We put the rookies to work a little bit, especially during training camp, have them run and get, like, snacks and stuff. But not really no hazing.
Yeah, harmless stuff. But you guys didn't pull any pranks. I know... A few years back, this is, I don't know exactly how long, but they used to make rookies shave their head. I don't know if you have guys don't have many guys that have a lot of long hair this year, but they used to make rookies shave their head. You guys don't do anything like that?
Nah, man. those days are gone, man. We were more focused on winning.
Yeah, you guys just you make them get you breakfast on the way into the weight room, right?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, nothing major. Just go grab me a pack of Skittles or something like that.
Yeah. Focus on you a little bit. What area of your game that are you focusing on most this offseason?
Well, I was focusing on getting my weight up a little bit, and I'm putting some weight on. I'm off to 215 now, and I was moving good with it in mini camp. That was my biggest thing I wanted to put weight on and work my footwork. You know, pretty much everything, you know, there's always room for improvement. I'm just trying to improve everywhere.
I know that Tom Cable and the coaching staff had you play a little bit of corner at minicamp. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that just to kind of work on your coverage skills? Is that the idea?
Yeah, definitely. And, you never know what can happen in the game. That you had to play corner in a couple of games. And, you know what I'm saying? They just want me to be prepared, you know, practice every situation so that when game time comes, there's no surprises.
I understand. So, who's the funniest guy on the team?
Is it Johnny Lee? I would have to say Johnny Lee Higgins.
Yeah, I know he's got. I saw some of your twit pics about with his T-shirt designs, and I know Radio Nation was laughing pretty hard.
He always got the wackiest T-shirts in the world, man.
Where does he get those? Do you know?
No, I don't even know. I think he must order them offline or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he must. Those are pretty crazy ones.
Yeah.
Who would you say is like the most reserved, quietest guy on the team?
Most reserved, quiet guy. Let me see. I don't know. Because everybody's a character in their own little way.
Yeah. You guys are a pretty rambunctious group, but good working together.
Quiet though, I don't know. I don't think the Raiders really too quiet.
Well, I know Raider Nation isn't very quiet either, so it probably is art imitating life there.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have had questions about you guys played straight up 4-3 at minicamp. Has there been any discussion about, without giving too much away, shifting the defensive scheme at all a little bit? Doing some different things this year?
All the stuff that we installed so far is all 4-3. And, you know, as far as the 3-4 thing, I don't know what's going to happen, you know. Coach is coach. I play.
Right. But they haven't really discussed any of that yet?
No, not yet.
Now, I had one person ask me, one lady asked me if you were single.
Oh, man.
Hey, Tyvon, who would you say your greatest football mentor has been?
Football mentor?
Yeah.
My mentors haven't really been in football, you know. My parents have usually been my mentors, and if I had to pick a football mentor, I'd probably have to say Willie Brown, my football mentor.
Because can't be the Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that he taught me in my 2 years I've been here, you know, have been tremendous.
That's it for the first part of the Tyvon Branch interview. Join us tomorrow. Come back to the blog. Come back to iTunes and check out part 2 tomorrow. Just win, baby.